Audio Now.
Hello Holly, the podcast about interior trends and friends.
Hi, I'm Holly Becker from the interior blog Decorate. I'm an author, a stylist, and I have my own magazine called Holly, and now my new podcast about interior, zeitgeist, and friendship. Are you ready? Hello, I'm so happy to be here with my guest, Jennifer Reeves. She's the CEO of Blickfang and also now the founder of an amazing new event called Design Fest. Hello.
Hi, Holly.
I'm so happy that you're here with me today, Power Woman. I have to finish the intro because she's so good. So she's been working on fairs for 20 years. The current design fair she's with, Blickfang, is in 3 countries, 5 cities. And I just think it's amazing what you've done with your design fairs, with Blickfang, but also with the new one with Design Fest, which I'm watching you grow from infancy on. And I can't wait to see what you do with it. I know it will be very successful. So I just want to ask you a question before we get started in our amazing podcast today, because I know with you, it will be amazing. No pressure. Is what's driving you at the moment in the terms of what's exciting you right now? What do you see that's happening that's really exciting you at the moment?
Well, at the moment, actually, what's most exciting for me is my work. That's my passion. That's what I do. That's what I really love. So to get up in the morning, to get to meet new people, to discover new designs, to discover new brands, to try to get people participating at one of my shows, to display new products and to get out there and promote nice things and nice products. So that's actually my passion. I love good design. I love fashion. I love interior design. And to be able to promote this on one of my festivals that I actually created is actually, yeah, I'm so happy that I can do what I love.
Yeah, and it helps so many people, which we'll talk about how that works later. But can you tell us a bit about your background? Like, how does someone get into what you do? It's just fascinating to me. Let's hear. What's your background exactly?
I actually always say that I'm kind of like undereducated.
Sometimes that's good though, isn't it? You come in with fresh perspective.
I'm turning 40 now next year. And as you said, I'm working for Blickfang since 20 years. So I started to work for this event when I was 19. I finished school and I didn't really know what to do. I finished school and promoted in Latin and history, which I really love, but I couldn't see myself like being in a university or in a bibliothèque, I don't know the English word, library.
Yeah.
I knew that I have to get out there. So I saw this insert that Blickfang, this design event, was looking for interns, and I just went there. I remember myself wearing no bra. they kept me waiting, actually, the 2 CEOs, so I decided to get an ice cream. It was in the middle of the summer, so my interview was actually me sitting next to like 3 CEOs, men, with no bra, and licking ice cream. So that was my first experience with Blickfang. And ever since, I'm still working for this company. And that is what I love. I really love to do events, to kind of like get people or bring people together and discover new things. And besides that, I'm able to discover our products at the very first glance. I'm one of the first ones seeing this stuff, and that's amazing.
And it's amazing too that you're in 3 countries and 5 cities. I mean, I think that's fantastic because you're in Austria, Switzerland, and of course Germany.
Yeah, we even did Blickfang in Tokyo and Japan and in Denmark, which 2 of them were all of them were my projects.
So, wow.
That was a great experience, actually.
I believe that would be amazing. Mm-hmm. And Blickfang, for people outside of German-speaking Europe, can you tell the audience what exactly is Blickfang?
Yeah. Well, Blickfang is an international design trade for consumers.
Right.
We represent up-and-coming fashion, furniture, and jewelry designers who don't have like a big name or a big brand yet. They're actually independent. So they're owning their own design, their own marketing, their own production. They are already at a certain stage in their career because they are able to sell directly to consumers.
Okay.
And it's for people who love nice things apart from mass produced design. They love individuality. They love the personal style. Mm. And Blickfang is there to celebrate individuality and personal style. So actually you can go there as a customer if you're design interested. You can go there, meet the designer in person, and you can buy everything directly on the spot. So it's like a 3 days cool, fresh concept store for fashion, furniture, and interior design.
Fantastic. And I also have been on the jury for a few of your fest and worked with some amazing people on my jury.
Yeah.
Finding winners. What were the winners exactly? What do you do there at Design Fest at Blickfang with your selection of winners? What's the competition? How does that work?
Yeah. Well, Blickfang is a curated exhibition. That's something that is very important for us because Blickfang is a design event.
Yes.
Design is not like something that is saved. Everybody can be like a designer, but we say that not everybody is a good designer. Not every product is well designed. Mm. So actually designers, they have to apply for Blickfang, and then there is a jury that selects the final participants at each city. Mm. And on site, on the 3 days of Blickfang, we have another jury where you were part in Hamburg years ago. They go around and they find the nicest and hottest and newest and freshest and innovative product. So on this jury, we have people like Alfredo Herberli, Marva Griffin from Milan, from Salone Satellite, Rosanna Orlandi, Stefan Dietz, Stefan and Scholten buying, Stefan and Carol from Scholten on Buyings, Jaime Hayon, like amazing designers, Niels Holger Moormann. And they pick, as I said, the innovative and freshest products. And if you win the prize, you first get money, which is always nice. And then you get like a promotion package. You're going to be covered in our magazine, on our website, on Instagram, social media, on newsletter. We give you a free booth for the following years. We give you like context into like the business world. So really try to not just present good design and independent design, but our goal, our main mission at Blickfang is to promote it so it can be like sustainable. So it's going to be out there. So these products really have like the chance to make a plunge into the market. Mm. And that's our mission.
Oh, that's a fantastic one, because I think so many young designers, and when I say young for the international market, in Germany, young designers, this term is newer designers, but in the international market, young doesn't mean age.
No.
You can be a young designer and be 70.
Yeah.
So that's when we're referring to young design in this podcast, just want everyone to know it's not age specific. It's more about new design.
More but, independent.
Yeah, design. And independent. And so I like that you have the Blickfang. You have this amazing program where people can be part of it. They can enter to win a prize at the end. This prize, like you said, this package is to me incredible because it's a real catalyst for people that are new, and that exposure is so important. So this makes me think about a question I was actually going to ask you later, but now that we're on this topic, what are some challenges that you think young designers face? And then the second part of that question is, and how do you think your fair is able to help with that challenge?
Well, to be honest, I think that as I said, I work with young and independent designers for 20 years.
Mm.
And the biggest challenge is actually their lack of knowledge how the market works.
Okay, yeah.
And their lack of business know-how. Because being a successful design brand doesn't just mean to be a good designer. It doesn't just mean to produce and design nice products. If you want to be out there and want to be successful, you have to know how to run a business. Mm. And that is the biggest challenge, that most of the designers just don't know how to run a business. And that they have like a total weird vision of what successful design brands do and designers. They think they sit in like a tower full of nice produced products, and the only thing they do all day is draw new stools and new lamps and new accessories, and then they hand this sketch to somebody else and magically it's out on the market or whatever.
Right.
But it's not. It's not. There is a lot of work, and most of the work and the most important work is afterwards. And also when you design the product, is the whole knowledge and pricing, production, who can produce this, what is my target group, how can I place this product at Händler, at like stores,
right.
How could I find the right producers, not just the pricing for consumers, but what can this product cost for the people who produce this, and all
true.
This business aspect, like how to run an own business. And that is actually the biggest challenge. And I saw a lot of like incredible designers in the past 20 years, but I also saw a lot of them failing because they really couldn't run the business.
And it's also has a lot to do with universities and how so many of them just don't have that built into their curriculum. So when people are going to school to learn about design, whatever field they're in, they're not also given a bonus class on how to actually get somewhere with it. And that's what a lot of people that have design degrees are really frustrated about, because they realize that in order to, like you said, to be successful, you actually have to know how to run a business, right? And that's why I think a lot of designers also just forget doing it on their own, and they just go to a company and let the company, help.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, the first thing that designers have to really ask themselves is, do I want to have an own brand which produces own products on an own label? Or do I want to be a designer that works for another company designing their products? Or do I want to design products that other producers produce and sell on the other brands name? There are many fields in the design industry where you can work as a designer, and you really have to know, okay, what is my competence? What are my strengths? And where do I see myself in the future? And then you asked me previously, so what does Blickfang do?
Yeah, what does it do to help with this challenge?
Yeah, what we do since 2010 is that we run a workshop. Every year we run the Blickfang Design Workshop, which is more like a business education for independent designers. So we bring together 12 designers together with people from the industry. So last year it was Rolf Fehlbaum from Vitra. Then it was Inga Sampé, which is a very French designer. Then it was Paul Madsen, who is chief designer from Norman Copenhagen. And it was Gunda Siebke, who's working here for Gruner und Jahr for Schöner Wohnen, leading the design department. So we bring those people together, and then we work on individual strategies on how to get your product on the market. So it's a real business workshop, how to do pricing, how do I approach producers, what does a fair like an order fair or a fair like Salone Satellite can do for me, how do I calculate a product, what is branding, what is PR, and all these kind of things. It's a very, very intense 4 days workshop where every year people start crying. Also, it's very, very
emotional
because you really try to find, okay, what are your weaknesses? What are your strengths? And then we work on that. So that is actually our contribution to try to make this whole industry more professional.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And now you have a new baby that you're birthing called Design Fest.
Yep.
And this is also a fair, right? But it's also more of an event than
it's
a fair, right?
A fair.
It's so it's not a fair
it's
at all.
It's a fest.
It's a big party for 3 days or 2 days.
Exactly. Well,
shopping and eating.
Exactly. Well, yeah. Design Fest. My mission with Design Fest is to innovate this format fair.
Okay.
Because I think that most of the people that I talk to, and also the people that I like my friends and family and partners and sponsors, when they hear the frame fair, they're like, oh, not another fair.
Right.
It's kind of very boring. It became lame. The whole concept is kind of old. Everybody thinks it's bad food, too much people, bad air,
and then can't really network that well.
It's just a little bit, it's old fashioned. So I am trying, or not I'm trying, what I do is to innovate this format fair. And, that is my mission with Design Fest. And what is Design Fest? Design Fest is a festival for young people, yeah. consumers who are interested in many different facets of lifestyle, like mm-hmm. fashion, like food, like beauty, like interior, workshop, do-it-yourself. And it's like the perfect lady day out. I'm going there with my best friend. I take my mother and her best friend. And then we go there. We get like a goodie bag at the entrance with like a workshop program with like champagne. Then yeah. we can listen to like a nice looking DJ.
Right.
And we can explore many different products from cool brands and buy them right away. It's like right. a 3 days festival for lifestyle and design.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's it's a great thing that you're launching something like that in German-speaking Europe, because it's really not here yet.
Yeah.
And it's been done in Australia so successfully, and in my home country of the United States,
yeah.
there's so much success around these types of fairs. And it's great when you have the courage. And I think that's one thing I love about you, amongst many things, is that you're a very courageous woman, and you
I have big balls.
Yeah, yeah,
if
you,
I would be
you
a
do.
Man.
Yeah, you do. Well, that's a really interesting way to put it. I should say that. I wasn't sure I'm allowed to say that on a podcast. Can we say the big balls
well,
on
just,
a concert?
I just did it. I just did
you did.
It.
She does. Everyone who's listening, she's a very courageous woman, and I think that's fantastic, because it really does take courage, doesn't it, to bring something new to a market where it's not happening yet, and you do have some examples of that. Yes, it does well in other markets, but that still doesn't guarantee success in your own market,
no,
does it? So it still takes a great amount of courage. When you're working on this design fest, what have you found so far to be really inspiring about this process of birthing a new event from infancy like this and just bringing this to life?
Yeah, the amazing
incredible.
Part, yeah, first of all, is that I'm able to like create something that I have a very strong vision.
Yeah.
And first it was me.
Yeah.
First it was me and my idea. Then it became a very strong vision. Then I
right.
talked to other people, like
yeah.
Conan Ya. Then I talked to you.
Yeah.
Then I talked to like brands and sponsors. And now it's not just me. Now suddenly it's like more than 50 people working on this vision that was mine like months ago.
Yeah.
And now we're all trying to contribute to this vision and make it real.
Right.
And that's actually the most fantastic part about it, that something that was in my head before, just me in my closet,
right.
getting like real and involving so many people. And at the end, like 150,000 people would come and celebrate lifestyle and good design.
Yeah.
And the nice things of life. So that is to be able to talk to other people and bring people together
yeah.
and try to see, okay, what is there for Holly? What is there for Holly Magazine?
Mm.
What is there for like a design brand? So that is actually, yeah, to be able to bring people together. That's the most exciting part, I guess.
Yeah, I imagine too. And also it's so nice for people to network. So why don't we talk about that for a minute? Because I think that's actually what we need more, especially here in this part of the world, is networking
yeah.
events.
Yeah.
This is something that is in the DNA of Americans. We are so good at networking, and you can have lunch with someone, and by the end of your lunch, you have a new business.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just in the DNA of Americans. And I think that here in Germany, it's really starting to happen as well. People are wanting to fuel a more creative economy. They're thinking more about banding together, working together, large business with small business.
Yeah.
It's really starting to change here. And both of us are here at the kind of the beginning stages of all this.
Yeah.
And it's very exciting. So I want to ask you a bit about that, in the sense of, you know, this is a new thing for you. And how do you think, when you look at all of what you're doing with Design Fest, how do you imagine it to be in 5 years? What's your vision there?
Oh, I don't. Well, I'm not somebody who has like a 5 year vision. I'm
1 year. What about next year? What would you like? Because you're doing this in three locations.
Yeah,
next year.
I'm going to do it in three locations.
Fantastic.
In Berlin, Cologne, and
world
Stuttgart.
Domination.
Yeah,
right? That's
I'm
the
going
goal.
Big right away. I'm not for small steps. I'm for the big.
No,
steps.
You are. Yeah, that's true.
Well. In 1 year, I hope it's actually as I felt it was.
Yeah.
That my vision becomes real.
Right.
I'm pretty much a person that lives now.
Yeah.
And now there is this great idea and this great concept and these great people participating and contributing. And so my first goal is just to make it happen and to be happy with the outcome.
Yeah.
So because, as I said, I have this strong vision and now everybody else also has like a picture in their head. And the most exciting thing or the most, what I'm really looking for is that the real thing is as we all thought it would be.
Right.
That we have the whole potential and all the people and all these facets of Design Fest becoming real and not just anymore something in my head.
Yeah.
So that would be great. And then we'll see what it's in 2 or 3 years, actually. I'm living now.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, that is very important when it comes to my networking or communication. I'm never afraid of like consequences.
Right. Yeah. We're alike in this way.
I just go for it. Mm. And that's the difference. Maybe what you're talking about between Americans and also like Germans. I have the feeling that a lot of them are like afraid.
Mm.
They're afraid to just talk to strangers, to just go for it and not care about what might happen or how do I look like or what will he might or her might think about what I'm saying, whatever.
Right.
I just go for it.
Mm.
And then you talk to people 10 times and 8 times you will have a success and 2 times you maybe fail, but that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the other way around, whatever. But it's the energy that comes when you talk to people and just go for it and don't care about what happens in 2 years and 3 years because we're living now.
Yeah. And don't you think that the biggest failure is actually not trying?
Yeah. I mean, I could never, ever... I'm a person. I'm my biggest
cheerleader.
Yeah. Not cheerleader, but also my biggest critic.
Oh, critic.
Yeah.
Oh,
critic.
Okay.
I
didn't realize that.
Yeah, I am because at the end, it's my work and my strengths and my passion that is responsible for the outcome.
Mm.
And I have the feeling that if you're putting everything of you in your vision and project, then it's definitely becoming real.
Right.
You just have to put everything of you in it. And
right.
You really have to try to find people who have the same passion, but you first have to get them.
Yeah, sell it to them.
Yeah, sell them.
That's right.
And also like
buy into your idea.
Yeah, exactly. So that's the main thing. You really have to try to get more people into your boat and go into the same direction with the fullest power you can ever get.
Yeah, and I think what you mentioned is something I want to ask you further about because this is probably really interesting for listeners because I think everyone listening has always had a moment where they put their self on the line, they put their heart, their soul into a vision and it failed and then they're scared to get back up again and do something else.
Yeah.
Have you ever failed at anything in your life?
Yeah, many times.
Okay, and how did you deal with that?
I believe in myself and I still do it after failure. I learn and I get up again.
Yeah.
I mean, selling and promoting yourself is like flirting,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
I never was afraid to talk to men, for instance, because I knew, sometimes you get a telephone number, sometimes you don't. So whatever. And also with projects. I mean, sometimes you are sick, but if you don't try, it definitely be a failure.
That's true.
So there is not even a chance. If you're not trying, there's no chance at all. But if you're trying, there's at least a 50-50 chance.
That's true.
Maybe even more.
Yeah.
So, I just got up and I'm pretty much like, I don't think about like in 2 years and I'd never think about what happened yesterday, not even what happened like 5 minutes ago or something, I get up, I believe in myself, and as more as you try, you get new skills, you learn, and you get up again, and then you try again with these new skills. And I'm sure, and you will then also celebrate success.
Yeah, that's really nice. It gave me actually goosebumps to hear that because I know a lot of people listening do face challenges and do fall and do fail. And they also look at people who are successful and they always just think, oh, they took a magic pill or this just, they're just lucky.
No.
And it's actually not that way.
No,
I mean, I think you and I both had failures. We've had great times. We have bad times. But in the end, it's that self-belief and that realization that, I mean, you fall down 10, you get up, 11, right?
So. And it's actually the more you try things, the better will be the outcome.
That's true, the practice.
The practice, because if you you just have to move. You just have to move and keep pushing and doing. And then you will actually celebrate success because that's just how it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the energy of the universe, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you get it back. If you not do anything, then nothing happens.
Yeah.
And I was always a huge fan of there is one person in your life that is most responsible for your own life, and that's you.
Right.
Nobody, I never ask my husband to make me happy. I don't ask my kids to make me happy. I don't ask my parents. I don't ask my boss. I don't ask anybody to make me happy. It's just me being responsible for me being happy. So if I don't do anything, nothing will change. Nothing will do anything. There's no magic door opening and there's nothing will happen unless I step up and do what I want to do. And that's how I live my life.
Well, you know, I found a second job for you, dear. If you don't want to do fairs anymore, you can definitely do motivational therapy and personal coaching. Because listening to you makes me feel like just running and jumping off the balcony I'm looking at. And
then
I'm just
going to
fly.
I can fly. I always want to be a bird. And now I'm just going to go for it.
I'm ready. No, girl power to you. So I'd like to talk briefly about, again, I guess get back into Design Fest because I'm so excited about it. And I just really want people who are listening to understand a little bit more about Design Fest. So first of all, three questions. The first question is, what makes it different, again, from other similar types of events?
Yeah. Well, first of all, we have a huge media partner with Krone & Jahr. Mm-hmm. So from the start, we work together with you, with Holly Magazine, with Couch Magazine, with Schöner Wohnen, with Living at Home.
Yes.
So that was very important for me because if you want to be big, then you have to go and play with the big people.
Yeah.
You really have to go and play with the big companies.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. The second is we have hired a very, very good and innovative design agency who is responsible for a very strong, brand identity.
Yeah, here in Hamburg.
Yeah, they're in Hamburg, actually. Mm-hmm. And they're not just designed the brand identity. They also designed an exhibition design because we're going to force every brand, no matter what, big brands or small independent brands, to really use our unique exhibition design, which is well designed and which puts the products in front and not how much money the brand has to build a huge booth.
Okay.
Because that is something very important for me. To go to a fair as a consumer, it's rather trashy and it looks more like a flea market, or it's just too much. It's too much of different brand worlds. And I want to have a unique and clean look that focuses on the products and not on the marketing budget.
Right.
And that kind of it's a more unique visiting experience when you go there and explore the different brands. Yeah, and then we have many other things. We work with bloggers, as you do. We have many trend zones. My approach was more a very, very high-class design order fair to bring all the assets of a very well-designed order fair to a consumer event.
Okay.
Because that is what all the products deserve.
Right.
A very high quality, well designed platform.
Fantastic. And you also will have workshops. You'll have some inspiring lectures. You'll have a trend cafe.
We have panels. We have workshops. So what's also new, thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah.
Festival is also about integration of the people. So you can go there. You can participate in workshops. You can listen to panel talks. We have a great catering concept. So that's also something new. There's no currywurst and no own sushi. We work together with the local agencies who organize the street food festival. So we have cool street food. As you said, panel discussions. Mm-hmm. We have live music. So it's more like a festival than a lame fair.
Right. Okay. So the second question is, how should designers or shops or whoever wants to be there, how should they apply?
Well, they should go to designfest.info and just send their application.
Okay.
And it's very easy. We ask for pictures. We ask for short text. Of course, we have a look at the products and then you have to just decide which stand system you want to have. There's a unique stand system, but there are different options
who
can be individualized.
Yeah.
And the cool thing is it starts from 380 euros. So actually every brand, no matter how big or small it is, can be able to participate and show their products.
I love that. What exactly are you looking for when it comes to designers applying and people in general?
Well, what is also new with Design Fest, we celebrate many facets of lifestyle. So we're looking for fashion designers.
Yeah.
We're looking looking for furniture, interior design, accessories, but mm-hmm. we're also looking for food brands and also like young and independent beauty brands. So everything what makes our life nicer and more fun, we're happy to present and show their products.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. So you have another part of Design Fest that I'm going to focus on me for a minute because I'm so excited. I'm the ambassador for Design Fest, so I have to disclose that, which basically means what? What am I doing for you, Jennifer?
Well, we know each other since many years, yes. and you know that I was always a big fan, not yes. just of the content that you show, but also as you as a person. We have like the same mindset. You're like outgoing, you have power, and you have courage. So I ask you to be our official ambassador of Design Fest because all the topics that we celebrate are part of the things that you celebrate mm-hmm. also privately, and you will have your own trend zone. You have Holly's trend zone. So you are especially asking for designers who kind of like meet your mindset, who are fresh, innovative interior brands, and they are able to participate within your own trend zone. And if you'll be part of Holly's trend zone, you get a huge like media impact. We're going to write about you. You're going to be writing about the brands on your social media.
Yes.
You have your own magazine. So that gives you like the brands like another push, not just a presentation on site, but also media wise.
Right.
Everybody will definitely talk about and hear about your products.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so happy and honored that you asked me to be the ambassador. And also, I can't wait for the first Design Fest, which will be in January
in Cologne.
And then in April, and also in April, is Stuttgart in Berlin.
Exactly.
So we have a lot to look forward to next year, a lot of work to do.
Yep.
So I want to wrap this podcast up now with my question that I ask everyone. It goes back to my, I guess, roots is for you. What makes a house a home? You're living in Stuttgart with your husband, your mm-hmm. two little ones. What makes your house a home? What, at the end of the day, and when this power frau comes home, she throws her keys on the table. What makes that spot unique to you?
Well, I think there are two things. First, the people.
Yeah.
I am a very, very family orientated person. Family is something that is very, very important for me. It gives me strength it gives me strength.
Yes.
That's my roots. My two kids, 12 years old and 4 years old. My husband, of course, who is like the greatest backup for everything that I do. And of course, the setup, the whole how I live. I'm a huge fan of like, exploring new products and summoning to explore when I'm traveling a lot, and I love to buy new and small things and decoration. So our house looks like a design home, but you see that people are living there.
Yeah.
You see the toys, you see a lot of stuff that nobody needs. You see a lot of colors. It's a very bright home. It's like, it's a home where I love to get back home.
It's
pretty much us. It's a very, very individual home. It's not like something that you see in every magazine or in the big like department stores. It's individual. It's me, it's us. So that makes individuality and the people. I think that is what makes a home a home.
Oh, thank you so much. That was a lovely way to wrap up our podcast. And I'm again very honored that you were here. I know. I'm so happy that you were here with me. And for all of you who are listening, we'll definitely post how you can follow Jennifer Reeves on social media and also how to follow Blickfang and Design Fest and also how to apply if you'd like to be part of this. And you are accepting applicants from outside of Germany, right?
Yes, of course.
Okay, so international. Yeah. Okay, fantastic. Thank you again so much for being here.
Thank you, Holly. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more about what drives creatives behind the things we love, follow my podcast. There'll be a new podcast every 2 weeks. Please like the podcast in the Apple Podcast app so more people will find this. And I'd love if you'd share it on Instagram at Holly Magazine. I'd really appreciate it. I'd also love your feedback. Please email me at holly@holly-magazine.de. And you can write to me in English or German. I'm really excited to see what you have to say. And also, if you'd love to be a guest, email me as well. Thank you for listening again and have a nice day.
Audio Now.